need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Let's get it. Lights, camera. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shit, this is episode 57. And this is going to be a very, very drippy episode because you know Son of the Waves. But I got Mr. Splashy himself, Monty Foe, in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you for pulling up. First of all, I'm glad we're able to touch base, tap in. I could get you in studio. So like I said, appreciate the love.
For sure.
Appreciate you showing love today. Be sure to like, share, comment, subscribe. You know, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. No cap, for real. But we're going to get into it. We've got some current events I definitely want to throw at you. Some sports talk. Like I said, NBA season just wrapped up. NFL's in the offseason. It's April, so the draft coming up. You know, it's not a lot of big prospects, I don't think, this year. So, but we might touch on a little stuff on that. And then we got to get into, you feel me? You just dropped a new EP, Patience. Mm-hmm. That's out. Go check that out. Stream that everywhere. Was it Apple, everywhere. Spotify, everywhere.
For sure.
Please go peep that Patience EP. And we're going to deep dive into the brand, the man that is Monty Foe. So without further ado, let's just really get into it. First of all, like I said, I record on the Sundays. How's your week been? Any plans for the week? Anything like that? How's your just overall week been so far?
Week been good. I ain't gonna lie. I had my daughter most of the week, and then
right on.
My birthday was on Thursday.
I was gonna say we just seen the birthday. How's the birthday turn up? How did that turn out?
It was cool. We had got a little section and then performed and shit.
Nice, nice. I'm glad to hear. What city was you in?
Oakland.
Oakland. Well, what was the venue?
Level 13.
I haven't heard of them. How's that?
It's Ultra Lounge. It's cool. I ain't never been there like that.
Mm-hmm.
My first time being there. It was cool though. It was cool.
Nice little turnout, everything.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
That's what's up, man. That's all you can really ask for on your B-Day. A lot of love being sure. shown and all that good
it
stuff.
Was
so
a lot of it for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, like I said, we'll get into that Patience EP, kind of the birthday shenanigans and all that stuff, but kind of some current events. Definitely gotta throw some stuff off of you. I know you talk a lot of shit on the mic, so I got another microphone in front of you. So exactly, I gotta throw some topics out there. You could talk your shit. We've been seeing all this, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but all this Will and Jada drama about the family. She been going crazy saying that she never, you know, that the media, I say, has been bringing up a lot of old dirt on them and just mm-hmm. been throwing it in the forefront. So even starting at the slap at the Oscars, what do you kind of summarize this whole Will and Jada drama or the Will drama about so far?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I only seen a few videos on Instagram.
Right.
I ain't really like see like hella extra shit after he slapped him.
Yeah.
But I was like, then I seen that she had the little, I think alopecia or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, if Chris Rock knew that, then that was out of pocket. You feel me?
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean,
do you think it even him being a comedian? Because you know comedians talk about, you know, those type of issues.
I mean,
do you think it was still out of line though?
It was still. I mean, I feel like if people had talked it over with Will first, you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Then, you know what I mean?
I get that one.
That's it. But if he just didn't know, you feel me? Then I mean, it's just a joke. You feel me? Like you say, if he didn't know, then it is a joke for sure.
Yeah.
But Will shouldn't have, you feel me? Will right. should have hollered at him after that. You feel me?
Facts.
He got up on him. You feel me? Camera, all the shit. You know
what I mean? Yeah, it was wild. Mm-hmm. They, I don't know if you've seen, they talking about banning Will Smith from the Oscars for like 10 years or some shit like that. Like, but he could still win and get nominated. That's what I'm kind of confused at. So basically, you suspending this nigga, but he could get awarded from the house. Like, you feel like. It's kind of random, and there's been a lot of kind of back and forth because, you know, they got all these white people who've done X, Y, and Z
right.
in their personal lives, and they still, you know, are allowed to be there. So it's been kind of weird, been kind of a weird space. I mean, it's sad to see. We feel like we're living in an alternate reality
with
Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. Like,
I thought it was fake at first.
I was going to ask, did you think it was fake?
Yeah, I thought it was fake for sure. I thought it was on some movie shit.
Yeah. Some people say they still believe it's fake. It was for the numbers. As far as, you know, I guess like Chris Rock's stand-up went up hella percent, all that shit. The Oscars did hella extra numbers.
I mean,
nowadays.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of publicity stunts going on.
That shit is sad. I would hope not. I always hope, like, you feel me, kind of our black actors, especially people who represent our culture, ain't doing none of that shit, but... You can't put it past a lot of people.
Especially if they feel like their movement is dying down, you feel me? They be wanting hype shit like that, you feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
They be wanting to do shit like that.
That shit is wild. That was a crazy publicity stunt, but I hope that drama died down, but it's been a lot of, like I said, they just pulling up old shit about like how Jada doubted Will and all this shit and her and Tupac, and it's just crazy. You know how Twitter be and all that shit, so that shit's been wild, been a whole nother storm. But we gonna move it on to some more kind of trending news and stuff like that. Lately, this video of Lil Durk lookalike been going around. This man dude, like I said, kind of do resemble him in the face, but sure. got his hair done similar to kind of blonde dress. Really went to the length of getting the fake tats, the right, OTF right. on the neck, right, right, all right. that shit, just so they could go to the mall and have motherfuckers chase him. Just as a person kind of in a public space, like I said, I mean, I understand you're not every, you know, the biggest musician on the planet, right. but as motherfuckers kind of clout chasing, do you find that kind of dick riding, or do you think it was like, ha ha, play, play, it is what it is? Because I see a lot of backlash for both.
I just seen this shit like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But I think it was when I watched the video, it was a dude in the video, like, he basically was egging cuz on to do it. And yeah. that dude that who was doing that, you feel me, he is a, it's you know,
kind of like a YouTuber. Influencer, YouTuber.
Yeah, no, YouTuber for sure. So okay. I feel like he kind of wanted, you know, wanted to see it get done, you know what I mean? But me personally, as me making music, it'd be like hard for like me to like go out in public, because I do have people walk up to me and shit like that, right, but they'd be right. like, you never know, you know what I mean? It's so much shit going on, you know what I mean? But it's true. Like for somebody who wants that attention, it's like, yeah, I would feel like it's a dick riding, you feel me? But it is, I mean, it go both ways, you feel me? It is, it's funny, you know what I mean? Because he's shamming their ass, yeah. but you know what I mean? But yeah. it's like a, come on now.
It's like you gotta imitate another man to that degree.
Exactly. That's
just
what I'm saying.
Yeah, you feel me? Like you said, just to make people kind of, you know, look some type of way, that's different.
Now his Driz was faking hella shit.
That oh my gosh, that's so crazy. And it's funny how even a viral stunt like that, now Buddy getting clout off of that. Now he getting viral videos. He getting features with other little influencers and Instagrammers. That shit's so crazy.
You never know. Dirk might just reach out and shoot a music video.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, who knows how this shit could take him?
Yeah,
from being a lookalike.
For sure.
It's so wild. I mean, you see all these. I just heard one of my coworkers said it was a Doja Cat lookalike, some shit. In LA, getting into clubs and shit for free. Like, legit, going to the clubs, saying they X, Y, and Z. And it's like, I get it, but I don't. I really don't. I feel like even if I look like a motherfucker, I'm not going to use that to, like, to get some clout. I mean, the funny shit, you can see the parodies, like the fake Klay Thompson nigga. He looked like Klay, but yeah. you could tell he, like, it's for the video, it's for the Instagram.
You seen the DJ Khaled one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I really thought that was DJ Khaled, though. I swear to God I did. I said, what the fuck?
Facts. But man. Now you got them people, like, kind of taking that lookalike to another degree for sure. and trying to get, kind of, like, eat off of it, really.
Yeah.
Which is a wild space that we live in. But
for sure.
That's what the social media. That shit is so crazy nowadays.
Come on,
speaking of music and kind of the different dynamics that it is, you being a musician, I don't want to say hate, but I don't like labeling everybody as a rapper, because like, you can do more than
artist,
that. Artist. As an artist, that's real shit, because you do create art.
Yeah.
As an artist in the music space, how do you navigate the politics? I've had a lot of artists on, as far as even working with other artists, maybe even working with engineers. I have a boy who's an engineer. Shout out Jungle Life Studios. Go boogie some studio time here in Vallejo. You feel me? Shout out DJ Vince. There you go. How does that happen? Because I know there's a lot of kind of unsaid things that even kind of as a starting artist or a person who's just making their own lane. How do you navigate that, dealing with other people?
Artists, producers, and everything.
Everything. I know it's different in each kind of thing. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, honestly, like in working with like engineers,
yeah,
that don't really matter. Like,
gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, that don't really, you kind of, like, is I feel like as an artist, you should try to find an engineer that, like, fits you best. You know what I mean?
Right, because
like,
that's the person who really kind of
like
tunes your sound,
for sure.
Huh?
You know
like,
I mean?
How
yeah.
you sound.
Yeah, so it's like, if I ever, like, work with another engineer, it's 9 times out of 10, I'm working with another artist, or I'm working with, you feel me? And then, as far as with me working with artists,
mm-hmm.
I more so have to really know the artist.
Like, that's what I'm saying, is it has to be more personal?
Yeah, I don't really... It's hard for me to, like, work with, like, other artists that I don't really know like that, because it's, like, I don't know what they got going on. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true. That's
like
true.
I said, because, like, some people, you can have your own lane, you know what I mean? You can have, like, a, you not in the street, you from you on your own vibe, and
right.
then this person then did this, that, and the other, too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Y'all shoot a video, now you and him is connected.
It's
you know
all
because
association.
Exactly. You feel yeah. me? So, it's, like, that's why me personally, I don't really like to work with outside artists that I don't know. Like,
that makes sense.
I like
it
to work with people that I know, and I know what they going through. I know who, you feel me?
Yeah.
Who is who, and you know what I mean? Shit like that.
Because, yeah, because I guess, yeah, and you see it a lot more in the media now, like, all the politics and all this drama and beef with
yeah.
Everybody, like you said, who's associated with mm-hmm. one another. Even speaking to the EP you just dropped, Patience, which, like I said, I just was tapping into, you have an overall sound on that EP that kind of flows very well song to song. So speak about that relationship with a producer. Like, is that kind of geared to the EP or just maybe your vibe? Because you as Splashy, you feel me, you got your own kind of cadence that you have.
Yeah.
But I know each EP, you know, you want to have it set apart. So how does that work?
Well, honestly, I just like, well, most of the beats on the EP is Armani DePaul.
Come on, but hey,
and Beach Boys,
so shout out Armani, because sure. I was just slapping LaRussell, his 8 pounds 2 ounces, yeah. And he produced that whole mixtape as well. So, man, shout out to Armani. I'm about to say he's putting in work out here.
Armani, he doing his thing.
Okay, sure. How did that collab come about?
I've been knowing him like when I was younger, but when I was real younger, you feel me? Like, and we just like when I went to the studio, and we were just talking, and my big cousin's in there, and he was like, God, he like, damn, I remember you when you was younger, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, but I had before that I had tapped in on Instagram, you feel me? I'm just like, man, Hella Beats was just going crazy. I'm like, I need this.
Right.
And he tapped in. Like, I'm talking about it don't matter what time it is, 2 o'clock in the morning. If I want to write,
that's love.
He tapping in, he sending me the beat instantly. Like, even if, you know what I mean, even if I was like I said, he sending me the beat regardless, you feel me?
So, man.
Like I said, just like that, and then, like I said, his beat's going crazy. And it's different type of sound. You know what I mean? It's so much shit in the beat that I can buy from. You know what I mean?
Right. Was Patience, because I know it dropped around the B-Day. Was that planned? Was that just like kind of just coincidence? You feel me?
Yeah, nah. It was planned. I mean, honestly, I've been recording. I probably got like 30 songs that I, you know what I mean?
Just
that I
ain't even, on ice?
Yeah.
Come on, we so here
just,
for it.
I just dropped. I just... like grab the cool little, you feel me, cool little six and boom, you know what I mean, 6-7 songs, and just put it together and then, you know what I mean, I tried to match it correct, you know what I mean, when I,
like I said, I slapped the album, it flowed well, that's why I wanted to ask about kind of you and the producer's aspect, because it seemed like everything was such a good pairing with the following songs, because you had some upbeat dance stuff, you had some stuff for the ladies, for the women, some, you know, some personal stuff, that just talking about relationships, that's why I was like, overall, it was a good piece of art. It didn't seem rushed, but I know you dropped it earlier than anticipated. So that's why I was like, was it coincidence? Was it just by chance?
Honestly, it been done.
Now, oh, you've been sitting on it already?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Say that then.
Yeah, I'm like, it been done. I done heard them songs over 300-400 times.
Okay, come on.
I go to the studio probably like at least 2 times a week.
And that's what I hear from a lot of artists. Yeah. How do you manage that with making as much content as you do and knowing when to release it?
See, I mean, that's where I was like, I haven't dropped probably since like 2020.
Oh, damn, you been on ice then. What happened to 2021?
I got videos in 2021.
Okay.
The videos that I dropped in 2021 was like previous, matter of fact, I did drop a lot. I dropped last year, Drippin', it's called Drippin' to Splash.
Okay.
It was another little EP.
Gotcha.
I dropped that last year. Mm-hmm. But I started shooting, like, so basically like I had got to a point where I feel like I should shoot more videos than drop music. You know what I mean?
That
like,
visual content, people got to see you.
For sure. Because it's like, it's been songs that I didn't drop before, and I play it around people, and they'd be like, oh my God, how you know this song? And I'd be like, it's me. You know what I mean? Like, it's me, what you mean, how I know this?
That's
like,
wild.
Then I got to show them, pull up the video, and I'm like, oh yeah, they're like, this is really you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know you seen that song. Like, I just had the performance in Oakland.
Yes, sir.
And when I performed the song, I performed Bitches Just Stupid. And then a lot of people like was... like looking, but they like when I was done performing, people was like, Monty, like, you feel me? This your song?
That's hella funny.
You know what I mean? Like, this show, I love it. I've been listening to this. I didn't know that this was you. I'm like, yeah, but that let me know, like, start shooting videos. Get your videos up.
A face behind the voice, which is very true, especially in social media age. That's all. You got Instagram, TikTok, all that. Motherfuckers know how to see it. So that's wild. Nah, that's what's up. Sticking in that music realm, you creating music so often, like you said, you're in the studio, you said, what, twice a week, three times a week?
Yeah, probably like at least a good 10-hour session.
Whoo, 10 hours a day?
Yeah.
Like I said, y'all be working. That's why I never, like I said, shout out to the artists and who are really dedicated to this craft, because that's not no game. I work 12-hour days out of 9 to 5, and that's not even for me. You feel me? So I can completely understand. But from creating your own to what you're influenced by, you grew up in the Bay Area, of course, like you said, rich city, you know what it is. Even now, what do you listen to? Do you feel like you listen to a lot of other artists as a musician or artist yourself? Do you just kind of stay listening to you most of the time so you can lock in on your sound? Or do you listen to kind of the new school, some of the old school, get some good influence, you feel me?
I listen to everything. I listen to everything. Like,
well, all right, what's been on your playlist? Just if you could think today, yesterday, past week or so, what's been on your playlist? Some old school, some R&B? You've been on your...
I can give you like... I listen to Dirk, new, what's the name? Dirk,
okay.
His little thing. Who else? I listen to Brent Faiyaz.
Yes, sir. I bet. I fucks with Brent.
I listen to Brent. Mm-hmm. I listen to...
definitely a big mood.
damn, what's that? It's like, it's a song that the hours and hours the females be slapping.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
so
sir.
I try to get into, I ain't gonna lie, I listen to a lot of different music because it, like, let me know, like, I don't know, it helped me, like, when I hear the beat, you feel me? Like, I can, like, what's that, SZA song that, if you wonder if I hate you.
Yep.
Like, I can redo that.
Yes. I'm saying, I'm saying,
I can redo that if I want to, that's what I said. So, I listen to, like, a lot of artists, you know what I mean? I don't really listen to, like, Bay Area artists, ain't nothing, you feel me? I'm more so, when I make music, I think industry, I don't really think.
That's very true. Bay Area does have a select sound. Everywhere it does. Yeah, sure. I mean, you could definitely hear a song and be like, okay, he from Detroit, damn near. He from Atlanta.
For sure. So that's why I don't really. And it's like, I feel like with the Bay Area, everybody out here is like crabs in the bucket. And it's like, it's one sound to me. And when I say one sound, I mean more so like, if you're not talking about like sliding on people or doing this, And like I said, I don't rap about that. You know what I mean? Like, I rap about shit that I go through, you know what I mean? But it's like, I'm not talking about shit like that. So that's why I feel like sometimes my music could get overlooked.
That's very true. Yeah, kind of the music you make and the space you're in.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know what I mean? It might not relate to the people in your proximity, which that's is
why,
very true.
I'm my mama, so that's why I just be like, that's why sometimes, I took that little break where I wasn't dropping. I was making music, but I wasn't dropping. And it was more so like, people always tell me, like, drop. But it's like, damn, I don't want to keep getting overlooked. I could keep dropping, you know what I mean, good songs, and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but now, like you said, people are waiting on you, anticipating that. Yeah. So, like I said, that's going to be major, no, for sure. So, but I always ask that because I've had artists on, and I just am so curious to see kind of how do y'all play that dynamic as you make the same art. Even as me being a podcaster, I do watch other podcasts, and I'm, like I said, I'm influenced by them. I kind of want to take bits and pieces, like, oh, I like the way they do that. I like the way they do this, and how can I use it in my own realm? Yeah, so, very curious to hear that. Just like you said, as a Bay Area artist, doing your thing, but also expanding your sound to make sure it reaches the masses, which is a challenge in itself.
Yeah.
That shit is hard, for sure. Especially, like you said, connecting, showing love, all that politics and stuff is wild. In your free time, though, when you're not working, when you're not always putting in work, what else do you kind of, the type of media you intake as far as TV, movies? Are you a YouTuber? Like I said, most of the time I'm on YouTube.
Right.
I'm watching podcasts. I'm a superhero geek, so I watch all these Batman. I watch the Batman and all that. What do you kind of deep dive into on your free time?
I ain't gonna lie, I watch the Powers,
I call it the Big Black Three right now. Yeah. The Power, BMF, and Snowfall.
I watch them. I ain't never watched Euphoria though.
I wasn't on it. I seen one episode. I just seen the one where Zendaya was going rogue and she was like acting like a crackhead and shit. That shit was manly.
3 minutes of it, but I was like in the midst of walking out the house type shit. But
That was wild.
I watched Blacklist.
Oh, talk about it. Yeah, Blacklist. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good show. I ain't gonna lie.
I just got turned on to this show called Bust Down. On Peacock. On Peacock Stream. But that shit is so funny,
you
bro.
You watch Bel Air?
I only seen it, like I said, I seen probably like literally 5 minutes of it. I've talked to a lot of people about it. And where you stand on it?
Bel Air, I ain't gonna lie. Bel Air is me personally, I feel like Bel Air is something different. The reason why I said it, because it's like, I'm so used to Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
But when I said that, I mean, like, when I, like, you feel me, like, looked at Bel Air, it was more so, I'm like, Will really had, like, more so of a word behind this, you know what I mean? Like, Bel Air, I mean, Fresh Prince of Bel Air, he ain't really, I don't feel like he had no say so. He was just an actor.
That's very true.
But this, you feel me, he, like, he putting, you feel me, it is more real life. It's more real life stuff that's going on, you know what I mean? So everything that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, as far as everything that he probably wanted to say in Bel Air, he like, I can't even really tell my story.
That's very true. I definitely agree. I'm glad they took it in this direction rather than try to do like a reboot type shit. Because you got all these like, they rebooted That's a Raven, Full House, all these other shows where they're like taking the next generation. But this one, they literally just took it. Spin it. Right. Like, you feel me? Took it to a whole nother direction.
Yeah, you start seeing a little shit in there. You like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all.
Like, that shit go hard. So, to me, I like it. I like, because it's like trying to redo Martin. I heard they trying to bring back Martin. Like, you can't do Martin again.
No, you can't.
It's one thing. You can't just keep trying to redo it and just leave it alone. Don't touch it no more.
My mama, that's legendary right there.
Exactly.
You can still watch Martin right now and still laugh.
Every day. My mama, it's timeless.
Same episode you just seen, last 2 weeks ago.
It's timeless, bro. Timeless. And same thing with Fresh Prince. So I'm glad they took it like drama perspective, kind of something real, real different.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I've been hearing a lot of stuff. I'm kind of on the fence about it. I need to watch more, though, just me personally. So we'll see what happens with it. But that's going to kind of wrap it up for the current event section for sure. We got to get into some sports talk, definitely. NBA season just wrapped up. NFL draft is coming up. Offseason full swing for sure. We got to get into today's actually the last day of the NFL NBA season. Mm-hmm. So all the last games being played. Joel Embiid, I think, took the scoring title. Shout out to the big man. I think first big man to win it since Shaq in 2000, 2001, somewhere in there. So shout out Joel Embiid. Which brings me, who's your MVP right now? Jokic, you got Embiid. You could, I mean, you could do Curry, Ja. I'm not going to say Curry because, you feel me, Warriors fan in the building. Sure. Got to let that be known. Luka, Giannis, you feel me? What's your maybe even top two, top three candidates for MVP this season?
Curry.
I hate Warriors fans, bro. I promise they don't see nobody
else.
It's
crazy because, like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm like, even before Curry, like, I became a Warriors fan when it was Jason Richardson, Baron Davis,
we believe
all of them, you feel me? Like, yeah, it was back then, but it's like, yeah, I mean, you know how you, man, you watch Curry play, anybody watch Curry play, you be like, how the fuck he do that?
Fucking alien,
yeah, yeah, you know I mean, shit alien. Like that, you know what I mean? So that's why I was like, you never know with him, like, you feel me? He'd come out of nowhere and start doing many shit. You feel me?
I mean, they in the playoffs, so like I said, you can't shy away from them. It's gonna get scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, other than Curry, give me two. Give me your top two MVP candidates.
We got
Jokic, Giannis, Embiid. Those kind of the big men. Other than that, kind of on the outskirts, what is like Luka Doncic, Ja Morant. You can say DeRozan.
I'm gonna say Ja Morant and Giannis for sure.
Bet that. Ja been balling. Memphis.
He a dog.
Memphis ended up being second in the West.
Yeah,
overall.
Dog, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
Sure.
That's right. Yeah, I fuck with Ja. He's been definitely taking this season by storm. Let's just talk Eastern Conference, Western Conference. Who you got really coming out the East? Let's see the top six seeds. We got Miami, we got Milwaukee, we got Boston. That's top three. Right behind them, Philly, Toronto, Chicago.
I got Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, that's your best bet coming out.
Yeah,
I about to say I'm just a bias to KD and Brooklyn, even though they in a playing tournament shit.
Right.
They like 7 seed, something like that. But I could agree. Only reason I lost a bet last year on Brooklyn, I had a bird on Brooklyn to knock off the Bucks, and I literally lost because KD's foot was on the line to send. Like I said, if his foot was 2 inches back, he would have sent Brooklyn home by himself. I mean, he would send Milwaukee home by himself, and all the rest have been history. But I got you, Giannis, Milwaukee. You said Giannis your MVP, Milwaukee. Like I said, they're the reigning champs, so it's really kind of, you know, hard to argue against them. Western Conference, other than the motherfucking Warriors, other than Golden State, you can throw them in there, but I understand Golden State, I'm pretty sure you got them coming out the East because they third seed in the West. Who you feeling? You got Phoenix? Or let me ask you that then. Who's your biggest rival to the Warriors? Is it Phoenix? Is it Memphis? Is it a sleeper? What, we got Dallas? We got Utah.
To be honest, it was really LA.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's Bron. I feel it.
I'm like,
so
it
what about
really
Denver? With Jokic, you don't see him as a big threat to y'all? Maybe knocking y'all out the West?
Nah, that's crazy. I ain't even watched Denver play yet. I ain't watched them play where,
that much? Okay, that's fine. Okay, but to me, I ain't going to lie. That's a threat to y'all because I don't know who going to stop Jokic on the Warriors, to be honest. So, but it's going to be an exciting postseason for
sure.
I'm glad to see it. Football. Let's NFL talk. Did you play football growing up?
Yes, sir.
What position was you?
I was a utility player.
Say that again?
Utility.
That means, I will say this. Okay, I'm going to bring it back. And this is just selective memory. Solano Middle School. It was like flag football type shit. I remember one time everybody, they had us out at like lunchtime throwing footballs, taking routes and shit. I'm a Chargers fan, so I like Phillip Rivers. You got the Phillip Rivers release. You got it. Where did that come from? That boy got the side on, but it worked. Oh, it worked though. Where did that come from? Is it comfortable or
nah,
you feel
I
me?
Ain't gonna lie, I used to I'm 11. I used to watch Vic. That's my favorite quarterback, Vic. I ain't gonna lie.
He's a lefty too. Why he do got a wide kind of wide stride. Okay.
But it's crazy because like I said, I used to watch him so much. That like I said, I ain't even watch. When I watch football, I'm watching him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck the Falcons. Like, I'm watching Vic.
I'm watching Vic for sure.
Everything.
And that left hand was, man, I'm left handed too. You know what I mean? So that's how I really used to watch how he throwing hella shit.
That's wild.
So mama's.
Okay, speaking of NFL, who's your squad?
Raiders.
Raiders all day?
Yeah.
I'm an LA Chargers fan. Hey, man, shout out Chris. He already owed me some things. We'll take some bets next season. Like I said, I'm never going to shy away from my team.
Yeah, we beat y'all.
It's okay. Like I said, we can bring up the last game of the season. It's okay. Well, I'll take that.
I was
that.
There too.
But oh, where?
Yeah, that was in Vegas.
Oh, how was that? Hold that on, I gotta take it back. How was that experience?
That was a game. That was my first time going to. I ain't gonna lie, that was my first time going to an NFL game ever.
I'm hella mad because that's how I always wanted. That's my first game. I gotta go to a Charger Raider game because I'm from the Bay, but I've been a Charger. It's like I gotta do that. It's only fitting. And that environment I know was outrageous.
It was man, and then it was like it was so. I still got videos on my phone of the game. I'm talking about like the last second. You know what I mean, they went overtime and hella shit.
Yeah, it went and down that to shit, the. Bro, yeah, I was shit. In right here screaming at my TV because all of that
was
shit.
Manny, that shit was real.
Damn, that's wild, boy. But let's see. Speaking of the Vegas Raiders. Picked up Devontae this offseason. Maybe made a couple little moves. The AFC West is crazy. Russell Wilson just went to the Broncos. You know, the Chargers, we not going nowhere. The Chiefs, definitely not going nowhere. What can you expect? What noise y'all think y'all going to make next season? The draft ain't came up yet, so you feel me? You still got the draft. You still got another, I think, like free agency period to sign some more people, little stuff like that. But I just want to know what you expect so far from the offseason, what y'all expect next season.
I mean, we got.
Cause y'all made the playoffs on some fuck shit.
I'm gonna give you that. Yeah, but I just feel like we got some dogs. I don't know if we still got Deshaun though. I'm not. I think he had a year contract.
Right.
But like I said, we have dogs as far as receiver wise. You feel me?
I fuck with Hunter. I fuck with Hunter Renfrow. I fuck with little white boy. He nice
crazy,
in the slot.
Man. He go crazy.
Like I said, you got Devontae. I fuck with Darren Waller. Y'all
Waller,
tight end.
Hey,
he was on my fantasy squad. He was injured, but he ate. He ate though.
For sure, but. It all boils down to Carr.
Yeah. How you feel about Carr specifically? I feel like just being in the Bay, a lot of Niners fans feel like how they feel about Jimmy G, how Raiders fans feel about Carr. Like, y'all don't want him, but he ain't done nothing horrible. You feel me? Like, he cool, but y'all don't like the motherfucker. What's wrong with Carr?
He's scared.
He's scary?
To me. I feel like after he got
injured. You sound like my uncle who a Raider fan.
I feel like after he got injured. He's like, he's more, you know what I mean? He just don't move how he used to, you know what I mean?
I haven't really watched him that close, but that makes sense, though.
And then, he dropped his nuts. I think it was the game that we played, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I think he had, like, he went for a run. He went for, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Shit like that, but we need more shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you can't pass the ball, run.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, if you're able to run,
get some positive yards, man.
Run and slide, that's all you got to do. You know what I mean? But him, he'll take the sack. It's like, don't take the sack.
Right? He like, we need positive.
You taking the sack on third down. you got to open lane to run the ball.
Factual. It's funny. I've heard a lot of. I like me personally. Outside, I like Derek Carr. He a solid quarterback, franchise quarterback. I can't say he might be the dude to take you off the top, but like I said, he there and y'all sticking with him. So. I'm just excited to see this season. As you see, my boy Rio, he got the KC hat on, so he a Chief fan. So, like you said, he got. We talk
Chiefs
a lot of shit.
I play Madden.
We don't.
I ain't
never,
using him no more though. So
I'm about to say we don't play. Oh, cause Tyreek gone.
Yeah, he gone.
I'm about to say he play with the speedster players. We know how he play. Don't play him on Madden, y'all.
Don't play me.
You already know how he do it.
22 don't beat that ass.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Talk your shit then. Talk your shit. 22. But we gonna leave it there as far as the sports talk. For sure. Quick shout out to my sponsors, Become Cosmetics. Ladies, get your lips right. Become Cosmetics has everything you need. They got your lip scrubs, the lip balms, the lip oils, shit, gloss and liners that make me, a nigga like me, double take. You feel me? When we see them lips popping, you already know we gonna start jocking. So that's where it's at. Vintage Variations, shout out A-Dub. Got a lot more product, another collection dropping very, very soon. Stay tuned for that. All your vintage apparel needs, from starter jackets, throwback hats, blazers for the women, even lingerie, shit for the kids. Everybody, we got everybody covered from head to toe. Follow Vintage Variation on all socials. And last but not least, shout out Real Real Productions, holding down What's the Way, putting everything together. Shout out to all the equipment. If you need some point and shoot work, some editing done on your videos, Real Real Productions is your guy. Whether it be podcast, music, video, you feel me, just content related for your brand and your business, please tap in. But without further ado, the main brand, the main man who is here in studio that we got to deep dive into, which is Monty Foe. Mr. Splashy, come on now. Like I said, I always got to bring this to the origin, even going back to high school, because you've been doing this music thing for what? How long now?
I think I started like 2015, 16. It was after I got out of college. I had moved to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college in SAC, and then I ended up moving back home. I ran track out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I something happened where my roommate had moved back, and then I ended up moving back. But right. I still was running.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to school. I was just running.
Okay.
Yeah, I practiced with my high school and run with my college team. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up moving to Atlanta after that. When I moved to Atlanta, it was Atlanta like the Black Hollywood. You feel me? Like,
yes, sir. That's factual.
My mama. So, like, I moved out there and, like, I had ended up running into an engineer. You feel me? And I locked in with him so much where I moved him in with me.
Oh, damn. You so, yeah, I mean? Yeah. Got real brother, brother.
Yeah, I moved him in with me. You feel me? Out there. And then, I was running into a lot of people, like, even people in BMF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was running into people like that, you feel me? Like, recording. I didn't record with them, but they was recording at my studio and shit like that.
Nice.
And then, in my head, I'm like, damn, I don't even got no name for myself back home. Like, because I just started making music, you feel me? I'm like, I don't got no name for myself back home. Let me go back home. So I ended up moving, coming back home. Mm-hmm. Then I start, you feel me, getting on music, just start really,
really
working,
shit.
Working. And then, you feel me, like, I said, now I feel like you have to build a resume.
Yeah.
The build, you know what I mean? Content, all the shit. So now when I go back to Atlanta, it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got songs, I got videos. I can run into bigger artists in the industry and I can tell them, look me up.
Yeah.
Back
then,
I couldn't do that. So it's like a waste. I can be like, I make music here, but where it's at? Shit, I don't know.
Right. It's on ice right now.
Yeah, I don't know. But now it's like, you can look me up now.
Damn. Like, come on, that's real shit. Since shit, 15, so shit, we. So was that seven years in? Yeah, seven, eight years in, boy. That's major. You still doing it, still showing progression. How many, I would say, albums, EPs you in right now, if you could count off the top of your head?
How many I got out?
Yeah.
Probably like five.
That's good. Come on, five. Like I said, that's at least some area a year. Yeah, just about.
Probably like, yeah, probably like five.
Just about. And we already talked about how last year it was kind of really dedicated to the visual side of it.
Yeah.
You know, showing face. Got to match, like you said, the voice to the artist. I literally had a coworker kicking it with the other day. And we were watching music videos and they was like, I didn't even know that's what they look like. Like you said, kind of how what you were experiencing. I didn't know that's what such and such look like. Oh, that's him? I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's real stuff being in the digital age. Mm-hmm. Digital age, for sure. A lot of people stream your music and not even know who you are, what you look like, any of that.
For sure.
So, speaking kind of in that perspective, what was one of those challenging moments when you first started doing the music? Like, when you first started taking it serious, you feel me? What was like, damn, I gotta get on my shit. I gotta start networking. I gotta start, you feel me, paying for studio time. I gotta find a good engineer. What was one of those challenging, difficult moments that you had to kind of figure out?
I don't really want to say. I can't really say it was challenging. Like, cause, like,
even if it was like a speed bump. Like I said, it don't gotta be nothing too. You feel me? That held you back. But what was just one of those like you didn't know or you didn't expect getting into the music industry. Like you said, it could be that resume. Like you said, having to build a resume. Just having a little shit like that.
It was more so like that. And then just like, but like everything kind of like, when I dropped the song, I think everything kind of like fell into place. Like when I say that, it's like, because it was people like that started to be producers. You feel me? Was hitting me. You know what I mean? Cameraman, like, oh, I'm finna be a cameraman. Let me know if you need a video. So everything kind of like fell into place when I, like, you know what I mean? Like, started doing music. You know, first, you know, everybody going to YouTube for the beats.
Right. Factual, I mean? Tight beats all day.
Mm-hmm. And then you just ask people, like, you know what I mean? Studios, you know, everything on your phone. You know what I mean? Shit
legit.
Like that. So
legit.
Like I said, my 9 times out of 10, I'm going to the studio by myself.
Word. Yeah. You like working by yourself then?
Yeah.
Okay. Like you said, I know you say you kind of don't like working with a lot of artists that you don't know.
Yeah.
So when you go to the studio, it's just more you locked in, you in the beat.
Yeah. It's I like that. Me and the engineer. If I, like, it usually be a booth, but if I can, like, record like this, have my engineer right here, I would do it.
Oh, well, come on. Talk about it. Come on. I got some people, but for sure.
Yeah.
But that's good to hear. I mean, it wasn't too many, like, major hiccups in the road when you kind of first started. Talk about the opposite end of the coin, on the opposite side. What was one of those feel-good moments? Oh, shit, I got access like this. Like you said, maybe even run into certain artists in a certain proximity. What was one of those types of times?
I was getting, like, I'd go out or perform and shit like that, and I was, like, getting respect from, like, or having people, like, bigger artists that I used to listen to when I was younger come up to me.
You know
what I mean? Be like, I fuck with your music.
That's going. Major. That's
you know
major.
Shit like that, and going on tours and shit like that. So it was cool.
How many tours you been on so far?
Three. Yeah.
What was the latest one?
I just went on one with Neff.
What?
Last year.
I'm thinking of a different one that Neff had.
I probably went on that one too.
Probably.
I went on the first one. It was the first one that I just went on one recently. Like, I want to say last year sometime.
Okay. How was that? How's that tour life?
That's cool. I ain't gonna lie. The first one was like more so like like, you know how you would watch on YouTube and just, you know, just vlogs and shit like that? Mm-hmm. It was like that.
Okay, I got you.
It was like that.
Like,
was,
tour bus, yeah, go, turn yeah. up, kind of do a club yeah. event, mm-hmm. little shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like that. It was lit. I'm thinking in my head, I'm like we'd be late, like almost late to a show. I gotta get dressed in the car and hella shit. You feel me? Like, shit like that. I'm like,
just doing it moving. Yeah. Doing it moving.
For sure.
Okay. Cool. From then, from kind of one of those challenging moments, working with somebody like Neff, somebody kind of in the same area as you, how has that been? Maybe not just being the headliner of your own tour yet, which is, I'm pretty sure is definitely going to come. Mm-hmm. How is that, just kind of being on tour under somebody else, showing love in that aspect?
Well, with Neff, he cool. So it's like, he more so like a... I don't know about other people. I never been on tour with other people like that. But mm-hmm. with him, like, he gonna tell you. You know what I mean? Like, he gonna tell you. He gonna give you pointers. He gonna give you, you know what I mean? Like, he gonna let you know, like, what, you know what I mean? What you could do. And, you know what I mean? Like, what you should be better at. What you should work on. And shit like that. So, it ain't, it's cool, though. And it's like I said, it's like, I've been on that for a minute, though. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, it's like, even, like I said, before the music. So, it's like, it ain't really no, it's like I said, and I don't really, I feel like it's a pride thing when you feel like you gotta, perform before a headliner, you know what I mean? Like, you know, some people be like, I'm not finna, you know what I mean? It's just surprised, like I said, just do what you gotta do.
Right,
you
know, and I'm having that dynamic to address another artist, like, hey, you need to work on such and such, because at the end of the day, y'all both representing each other.
For sure.
For the product, so yeah, that makes hella sense. And that's glad, good to hear that people could have that dynamic, because I understand the industry is hard. Like mm-hmm. you said, that prize shit getting in the way of a lot of shit being created. That prize shit, a lot of these rappers, artists, podcasters, a lot of people, that prize shit getting in the way because they want their name to be first, or mm-hmm. you know, their vision to be kind of the only one.
But and it's like, you would be the, like, you, how you a podcast, you feel me? Like, you would be the person that want everybody to win, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like I said, so it's like, it's not a lot of people like us, I should say. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people be like, no, why I gotta be for, why he gotta be up there?
Right.
But it's like, you know what I mean? We just have people that be like, nah, just put him up there, then it's good.
It's all
I'm
love.
Still gonna do what I do.
It's all, absolutely. Regardless. Absolutely. So, nah, like I said, this major has been really great discussion, and I guess we could kind of put a bow on the box. Well, what's next? What can we expect next? Can we expect more tours, more visuals, more music? Well, let's talk about Patience before we wrap that up. Talk about Patience, the EP, where they people can find it, what it means to you, kind of what this EP means overall.
Patience. I ain't gonna lie, I like Patience. Like, I'm gonna keep it real. Out of, like, all the tapes that I didn't put together, like, mm-hmm. so far, Patience was the best one. And like I said, the reason to me naming Patience that is, at first I was trying to find a name. I'm like, damn, I'm trying to find a name so bad. Like, right. But I couldn't find a good name. But I like, I only want one word. Like, mm-hmm. I want one word that mean a lot. You know what I mean?
It
like,
does.
You feel me? So it's like, I'm just like, patience. Like, you gotta have patience. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you can't rush. No, you know, I learned in life, like, I could be with, like, you feel me, an associate, you feel me? And I'd be like, nigga be like, God, why he on before you? Or why he got this and you? You know what I mean? Just shit like that. But it's like, you gotta be patient. Maybe it ain't your time.
That timing, you know what I mean? That timing is everything.
Be patient, you know what I mean? That's why. So it's like, man, even on the songs on there, I was patient with them songs. Like,
yeah, you said, yeah, you was sitting on them, waiting on them. You heard them probably hundreds of times before even releasing them.
For sure.
And it shows at the overall product, because it's so refined. It's for so sure. it's very tuned in, very dialed in. And you could tell you put your time into it. And well, I didn't even put took your time with it,
for sure,
rather than just put hella shit into it. After that, you sat back and was able to lay it out, and mm-hmm. the overall product is amazing. Like I said, I personally heard it myself. So, other than Patience, what's next? What else can the people expect from Monty Foe? Tours, events, tours, music, all of that.
For sure, I'm probably not gonna be on no tours no time soon. I mean, like, I ain't really. Them just come up randomly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, tours will just pop up randomly. You feel mm-hmm. me? I see people I know who are finna be on tour, and I'm like, oh yeah, let me lock in with that.
Right.
But nah, I feel like now I wanna do more so shows. And I'm finna mm-hmm. just like, as far as like tapes and shit, I'm doing singles now.
Okay. I about to say, the pandemic is dying down, so mm-hmm. it's definitely a lot easier to get outside.
Yeah.
It's springtime, summertime. Sure. So sure. Come on, this is definitely the time to be outside for sure.
But now I feel like after I dropped out, I feel like it's time to work as far as get my videos up, you feel me, and then start traveling again. And
yes, sir. I mean, going out. Take your shit around the globe, arrange, sure. You feel me? You just said you don't like setting yourself just in the box as being a Bay Area artist.
For sure.
In which I feel like a lot of people respect you as, and you got connections, you feel me, multi-state, multi-city. So, you see it, man. We here for it. What's the way? We here to promote it. We here to just blow it up. At the end of the day, it's all love. Like I said, he got me on the Bel Air Blue. First time for anything, for sure, for sure. Most definitely. But at that, we're going to wrap it up. Really, that's been another great Wavy Wednesday. Shout out to Monty Fo again, Mr. Splashy on here. Like, share, subscribe. I know this episode probably got your female soaking, dripping, and all that stuff. It's been a lot of gems being dropped over here, but it's all love. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. This has been another great episode of What's the Wave. Thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
Right on.